It's the 4th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Royal Mail employees through the Communication Workers Union are moving forward with all 19 of its proposed strike action dates. In Bedfordshire, affected depots will include Leighton Buzzard, Luton and Dunstable. Disruptions are expected through the 2nd of December or until resolution. A CW representative explained that mail workers have not had a rise in pay for over 2 years and that present proposals would increase the number of working hours. In addition, Sunday work would become mandatory. A strong possibility also exists that the letter division could be sold off with widespread job losses. A spokesperson for the Royal Mail said in a response, "We apologise for the inconvenience the CWU's continued strike action will cause. Our invitation to enter into talks through the Advisory, Conciliation and Arbitration Service remains open." The Sustainable Warmth Funding Grant Scheme has been launched by Luton Council to boost the energy efficiency of homes using insulation and other methods. It is mostly targeted towards vulnerable households struggling through the cost of living crisis. Additional information can be found on the Luton Council website. Mid-Beds MP Nadine Dorris has challenged new Prime Minister Liz Truss. She believes Ms Truss should request a general election if she wants to radically depart from Boris Johnson's policies, many which Ms Dorris endorsed, including the privatisation of Channel 4 and review of the television licence fee, which are all now on hold. The former Culture Secretary said, "If Liz wants a whole new mandate, she must take it to the country." Life Health and Wellbeing Studio has recently opened in Carlington, Bedford, with a mission to reduce stress through massage and other holistic therapies. Owner Nick Whitehouse said, "Life gets stressful and I want to help take some of that away." That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.